The fourth novel by Salman Rushdie is an imaginative work of historical fiction with elements of fantasy and satire. It is also one of the most controversial books of the late 20th century. Its perceived blasphemy led to tensions with the Islamic community that escalated into extremist violence. Nevertheless, the Indian-born novelist still insists that the novel is not about Islam at all, but about Bombay, now called Mumbai, London, migration, and identity. The novel intertwines different narratives across a time span of hundreds of years. Central to the story is the relationship between two Indian Muslims, Bollywood star Jibril Farishta and voice actor Saladin Chamcha. At the start, they are falling towards the English Channel from the debris of a plane. As they do so, Jibril begins to transform into the Archangel Gabriel and Saladin into a devil. The two become codependent, each echoing and reacting to the other. To show this, Rushdie joins up different names and words.
The two men, Jibril Saladin Farishta Chamcha, condemned to this endless but also ending angelic devilish fall, did not become aware of the moment at which the processes of their transmutation began.
Washed up on the coast, the survivors feel born again, but also caught between different cultural identities. Saladin is arrested as a suspected illegal immigrant. Escaping to London, he discovers his English wife in bed with his best friend. He is then summoned back to Bombay as his father is dying. There, he feels just as foreign as in England and is given advice by a former girlfriend.
If you're serious about shaking off your foreignness, then don't fall into some kind of rootless limbo instead. You should really try and make an adult acquaintance with this place, this time. Try and embrace this city as it is, not some childhood memory that makes you both nostalgic and sick. Draw it close, the actually existing place.
Jibril's adventures are more interior. He pursues romance with a mountain climber and begins to plan his comeback as an actor. Mainly, though, he broods, and his nightmares leak into his waking life. In his mind, Jibril travels to a city called Jahiliya, where an embellished story is told of the founding of Islam. There, a businessman turned prophet called Mahound is rising to prominence. The details of this dream, as well as the name Mahound, an insulting name for the Prophet Muhammad, are provocative. The author offers some explanation.
Here he is, neither Mahomet nor Mohammed, has adopted instead the demon tag, the Pharyngeus, hung around his neck, to turn insults into strengths, Whigs, Tories, Blacks, all choose to wear with pride the names they were given in scorn.
The word Ferengis means foreigners or Europeans, while the name Mahound was sometimes used during the Middle Ages by Christians to insult Muslims. Rushdie suggests that Muhammad, or the Prophet, has appropriated or owned the derogatory name as a means of resisting racism. The novel raises questions about the nature of belief and doubt, both in the clash between religions and in conflicts between individuals. Rushdie suggests that we create falsehoods to demonize others, and these falsehoods are then reflected back upon us.
Our own false descriptions to counter the falsehoods invented about us, concealing for reasons of security our secret selves. A man who invents himself needs someone to believe in him, to prove he's managed it. Playing God again, you could say.
The immigrants continuously reinvent themselves in response to their new surroundings. This is in part intentional and in part reactive, and the easy division of the men into good or evil is confused throughout the novel. The devil Saladin appears to have good intentions, but takes a terrible revenge before the end. The angel Jibril resolves to kill Saladin, but rescues him instead. Later, he kills the woman he loves and commits suicide. On its publication, The Satanic Verses was shortlisted for the Booker Prize. However, within a year, a religious edict had been issued that called for the author to be killed. Today, while most reject the extremist position, one criticism seems fair, that the novel, as the New York Times said, does little to educate a woefully ignorant and prejudiced Western public about the Islamic faith.